Here I am. I love this story. There's no telling how many times that it comes around, at least every third year in the lectionary, to preach and to talk about. Not always is it the one that is chosen, because there's other things to choose from. There's a gospel lesson, and there's one of the epistles. There's also the Old Testament and the Psalm. So today, as I thought about this, I got to thinking about this particular time. Here I am. Here I am. Many, many years ago, when I was a student at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, my preaching professor assigned us to prepare a sermon from any passage that we would find in the book of the prophet Samuel, either in 1st or 2nd Samuel, and there's quite a few of them. Now, my professor's name was Professor Charles Bug. His nickname was Chuck, and we called him Chuck the Bug. He told us after that assignment that day that all of his students, throughout the many years, over one-third of them had chose this one passage from 1 Samuel. Professor Bug said that he felt so many used this passage because of being able to relate to it. It was something that we all can relate to. And if you know my own calling and my own coming to know the Lord, you know that it is a very Samuelite experience that I had. But it's that one, he said, that he did not know of any student in all of his years of teaching who had a burning bush experience, as did Moses, nor had many had a vision like the prophet Isaiah, but that many of his students had been called by God whenever they were children or teenagers. Now, many had an Eli in their life. You know, it could be anybody. It could be a friend. It could be a pastor. It could be a parent, a teacher, who had been there along the way to help them discern and understand the voice of God that was calling. In my case, it was my mom. But you know, the clergy ranks today need people, young and old, to step forward when they hear God call them to professional ministry, or when they hear God call them out to do something in the church. You see, God does not call all people to be pastors and missionaries, but God does call us by name to fill ministry roles within our church, such as teaching Sunday school, ushering, visitation, visiting with the folks of the community, choir members. God calls you to be a choir member. God calls you to usher in, Scott. See there, I told you it was a gift. God calls youth people. God calls every role and service within the church. The church needs both men and women who, like Samuel, will say those three important words, "Here I am. Here I am. Yes, Lord, send me." Here I am through listening. Think about those words of listening, of what it's like. Many years ago, I read a book by Professor Neil Postman that was entitled Amusing Ourselves to Death. How many of us have ever amused ourselves to death? Professor Postman, I would hope not, since you're still here. Postman argues that the best symbol for modern America is Las Vegas, Nevada. You think about that. It is a city that is humming and frantic with people. It's continuously aglow with the glare of neon signs devoted to letting the good times roll. In this book, Reed's belief is that people are literally committing suicide with addictions, amusements, and diversions, which numb the soul and distract us from eternal concerns. We're too busy about having a good time that we don't worry about the eternal. We cannot hear God's voice for the noises that are surrounding our lives. We are not quiet enough to hear. If we are to hear what God has for us, we need to get quiet just once in a while from the outside distractions and simply listen. Samuel listened to God's voice. Samuel heard God speak in the silence of the night. How many of y'all have ever been awoken in the middle of the night? Think about it. How many of you whether it might be a voice, whether it might be an ache or a pain, whether it might be insomnia, whatever. Do you, and how many of you think of it when that happens as a gift or a blessing, or do you say, God, you're aggravated because you can't sleep. You're aggravated because you're so tired and worn out that you can't get your rest. But sometimes God is calling us in the still small voice. In the midst of the night, He's calling out to us. He's calling Samuel, Samuel. He's calling Melinda, Lisa, Donna, Jonathan. He's calling those names. He's calling us to speak, to listen, to think about the silence that is around us. A popular tune many, many, many years ago, I think it was in the time that my parents were teenagers. It's called Silence is Golden. It was a little song. Well, I was told that a lot of my life, that silence is golden, by parents and grandparents, which I didn't understand at that time, and I was not silent. But how true, but how rare in our age. I think it's in every age, but I see it happening more and more. My plea today for this generation that we have today is to take time to be silent once in a while before God and listen to what God says. Step back from the noise and concentrate on that still small voice that still whispers in any ear that is willing to listen. Step back and listen. Do you ever just get aggravated with all the noise and like to be calm? Do you ever like sometimes when your house is quiet at night? I hear people say it's just everybody's making noise, everything's happening, and there all of a sudden when everything is turned off and everybody is asleep, in the quiet, you can talk to God, you can listen, you can be still. Here I am through persistent availability. I'm here, God. It is one thing to listen, and it is yet another to be actively available. You know that? Lord, we can hear a lot of stuff. We can know a lot of things. We can hear it, but are we actively available when God calls us to do something? Or do we get so aggravated and frustrated that I ain't got time to do all that? You know, if I listen, God's going to want me to do something, so I'm not going to pay attention. Each time God called Samuel's name that night, he thought it was Eli. And without hesitation, Samuel got up and he went to Eli and he said, "Here I am." Now Samuel was saying through his action, "Eli, I don't care how often you persist, I'm available. I'm here for you." How available are you for God's use? How available are you for God to use you? How available are you for others around you? I was with some folks yesterday and I heard somebody say, you know, we never know when we see somebody beside the road or in the parking lot or just comes into our thoughts what God has put them there for. Yes, to be careful not to get ourselves hurt, but to think about, am I doing what God has called me to do? Am I ignoring that person? Am I trying to forget that person exists? Am I not going to let that person bother me? But if that person still is on my thoughts, in my thoughts and on my heart and mind, maybe I need to do something about it. Maybe if that person has come into my thoughts, maybe somebody that should be here, somebody that's in my community, somebody that's my neighbor, somebody that's a friend, if their image pops in your mind, maybe it's something you should do. Maybe you should call them. Maybe you should send them a note. Maybe you should find out what's going on, if they're okay. See what's happening. Availability in this world that we live in today includes a lot of things. It's affirming somebody. Affirming somebody's call, affirming somebody's gifts, being there for them, being that encouragement. Jonathan used this one this morning. It's called forgiving. Availability includes forgiving. You know, you got to be willing to forgive somebody, and you've got to be willing to ask for forgiveness. Forgiving somebody. You've got to be willing to help, helping, and actually doing it. Not just saying it, but doing it. You've got to be willing to listen to people, Are you willing to listen to them? Are you willing to just tell them, oh, well, you know, you need to do so-and-so? You know, so many times when people want to talk with you, they just want you to listen to them. They don't want you to tell them what they already know. You know, they already know that they've got an issue. They already know that somebody in their family has a problem. They already know that something is wrong. And they're not there asking you to fix it. They're there asking you just to listen, to give them some affirmation, to give them some hope, to give them just an ear to listen, a shoulder to cry on. You know, availability includes giving. Giving. Giving of your time, of your talents, of yourself, your money, giving of who you are to other people. Not keeping it, but giving. And when you give it, let go of it. Caring. Are you caring about folks? Are you doing things? Impacting lives is what availability includes. It's something that we have to do. We have to be active about it. We don't just come and listen and say, you know, that really, that's right. That's good. Yeah, I agree with that. Uh-huh. Yeah. What are we doing about it? What are we doing about it? Here I am through service. Here I am in verse 10. Think about it. What is God calling you to do? A friend of mine tells a story about running through an old desk trying to find some things, and he came upon the old flashlight that he knowed that hadn't been used in well over a year. He wasn't surprised when he flipped on the switch and he discovered that it didn't work anymore. He unscrewed the top and he attempted to remove the batteries, but to no avail. In a last-ditch effort, tugging and shaking, they came loose. Oh, but the mess that they made was horrible. Battery acid and corroded stuff just was everywhere. The inside of the whole flashlight was ruined. Anything it touched was ruined. The batteries were new, he said. We thought about it, except when I put them in there. And I'd stored them in a safe, warm place. But you know, there's one problem with that. Batteries are not made to be warm and comfortable. They were designed to be turned on and to be used. So God called Samuel to be used. Samuel, at his young age, understood the call. Do you and I, at our age, understand? God is calling your name. Is God calling you to service within the church? Is He calling you to professional ministry? Is He calling you to step out of that comfort zone and do something? Your positive response should be, "Here I am. Your servant is listening." Let us pray.